Welcome in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us to recap this week's North Platte City Council meeting. Mayor Kelleher, how are you today?
I am well. I think it's a little surprising that just because you got a haircut, you think you can, you know, predict Nebraska weather. It's a little crazy to me.
Yeah, that's, to say the least.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's you never know what it might be doing on Saturday.
And that's the beauty of it.
It is. It's one of the things we love.
Absolutely. Now, Mayor Kelleher, before we talk about the city council meeting, I have to talk about some big news that came out late last week. The resignation of Ward 3 Councilman Jim Carman that became effective after last night's city council meeting. What a great public servant, serving his country, serving the county, and the city of North Platte at a high caliber for a number of years.
That's correct. Mr. Carman's career encompassed 50 years of public service. He started out as a policeman here in North Platte in 1972. I believe it was just about this time of year that he started.
Really?
And then, of course, he was the sheriff of Lincoln County from 98 to 2006, I believe, was his term. And then he became a city councilman right around the end of 2010, and so of course served until officially last night. And just it's as though I said yesterday to someone, it's hard to lose 50 years of experience.
Yeah.
There's a lot of knowledge, there's a lot of effort, a lot of stories that go with 50 years of experience, and we're going to miss him, and we're especially going to miss his sense of humor.
He brings a sense of calmness too to the council, and a sense of experience in a number of ways.
He does, and you know, when you're in your early 80s, you've seen a lot of things happen. And
Your
approach to the world is probably a little bit different than those of us who might be 20 or 30 years younger.
Councilman Carman and Councilman Nisley were the senior members of the council with some big changes the past couple of years. And now it's just, you know, Councilman Nisley in that senior spot. And he does a great job as our board president. But it's kind of a big change up losing Councilman Carman.
It is. And like I said, we are going to miss him. But I wish him the very best. And I think he's planning to relocate to Kearney to be closer to his daughters, which would be a great thing for him.
Sure. Yeah, wish him the best. And he mentioned last night that he's going to be back to pester us from time to time, and that's going to be welcome.
I'm quite certain that he will be.
He's going to keep up to date with what's going on in our community, too, because he's been a part of some of these big things that we have brewing in our community and very supportive of them.
That's right, and he's been very excited about all the things we have going on in North Platte.
Yeah, and, I mean, he's been here. He's seen it all.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and so he's definitely going to be keeping tabs, and I'm sure I'll get an email from him once in a while, just like I do now.
Yeah, he's a bit of a wild card, too. Sometimes Councilman Carman keeps his hands close to his heart, and you don't know exactly how he's going to be playing.
I don't think I would want to play poker against him.
No, probably go home broke.
That's probably true.
So Mayor Kelleher, with Councilman Carman's resignation, we officially, as of today, have a vacancy for our Ward 3 council representative. Applications are currently open for Councilman Garrick's counterpart.
That is correct, and I asked folks that might be interested to drop off their resume and a letter of interest at the mayor's office, or mail it, whichever is convenient. My intent is to decide on a possibility here sometime over the weekend.
Okay.
And more than likely, the city council will have a meeting on the 23rd, which is next Tuesday, in order to pass another resolution, which I'm sure we'll get around to talking about here in a little bit, but it's highly likely we'll install a new council person at that meeting, but we'll see. It depends on and who's available and who's interested in the job.
Do you plan on conducting interviews if there's multiple applicants for this job?
I will certainly do a call with anyone that applies, unless their resume is completely
home run.
Or something like that. But either way, I will at least call and speak with anyone who's interested about it.
So. With this vacancy, the individual that you appoint will be in this office for just a few months, right up until December?
That's correct. The first city council meeting in December, we would install any new members or continue any existing members. And I don't remember off the top of my head what day that is, but I'm sure it's early in December. And then, so the person that we would appoint would have that office for approximately 3 months then.
Okay. Unless they were, of course, elected, we could see Mr. Flanders by chance apply for this job.
That is true, and he may decide to do that, and then he would be just continue, I guess would be the way to say it.
Yeah, so. So if folks want to apply, we encourage them to mail their resume to City Hall at attention to the mayor, or drop it off at the mayor's office.
That's right. Resume and letter of interest.
Awesome.
So you need to tell me why you're interested in having a job.
Sure.
So.
It makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. So those in Ward 3 are interested. They can learn more by calling City Hall 2 to make sure that they are within Ward 3. That's one of the wards that looks a little bit different after redistricting.
That is correct. And for the most part, Ward 3 starts at roughly downtown and goes west largely to the end of town and in the north of A Street and south of Front Street. That's just very general. Don't take that literally. Check if you're on the border, but it's generally that part of town.
Yeah, our current Ward 3 representative is right there on the border. So.
That's right. Yep.
Now, Mayor Kelleher, we had a wonderful meeting yesterday and a get-together to celebrate Councilman Carman, to congratulate him on his retirement. So it was great to have that. But then as soon as the council meeting began, we got right into business.
That's right. We had really good cookies yesterday, too.
They
were from Double Dips.
You were encouraging people to take as many as they could home.
That's right. We didn't want a lot of them sitting around City Hall.
That's understandable. That's
not good for those of us that are trying to lose some weight.
The meeting began yesterday. The consent agenda was unanimously adopted, and then we got into the conversation with the rec center, right?
That's correct. And the rec center petition drive was conducted by some local folks here. They put together quite a team of people in a very short period of time. And as I understand it, there were a little over 2,100 signatures gathered.
Wow.
In total. And that was done over about 10 days, give or take a day, which is pretty impressive when you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty close to 10% of our population here, in North Platte proper, anyway. The petition drive needs 1,059 verified signatures. And so the resolution last night was really to send the signatures over to the county clerk to be verified. And so they'll be delivered over there here just in some time in the next hour for the county clerk to get started verifying those in her office.
So last night, the council pretty much said, yes, there's more than 1,000 signatures in front of us. The county clerk will now make sure that these are valid signatures of registered voters within the city of North Platte.
That's correct.
And is there a timetable on how long that'll take our wonderful county to conduct?
Excuse me. I talked to Becky last week about it. She thought 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
To verify the signatures. And, of course, it depends on how many they need to actually verify. As I understand it, what they do is they count until they get approximately 10% over the minimum amount.
Oh,
that
and then
way, if any
they know
would
they've
be contested, it would be unlikely that, you know, more than 100 or so would be
sure
ever contested. So that way there's no doubt. And she thought 2 to 3 days. So I would suspect by the end of the week, we should have some sense of where we're at.
And where do we go from there once those signatures are validated?
If we assume that there's enough valid signatures, and given there's nearly double what's needed, that's pretty highly likely that there will be enough signatures, then the county clerk provides us with a status that says there are enough valid signatures for this to be theoretically placed on the ballot. And then at that point, the city council, according to state statute, has to pass a resolution that says we're passing these to the county clerk to be put on the ballot in November. And so it's a procedural thing.
Sure.
It's spelled out in statute what has to happen. Relatively straightforward. So more than likely on next Tuesday we'll have a city council meeting, and likely we'll install a new city council person, and we'll have one item on the agenda, which is to pass that resolution. And that, of course, assumes that there's enough signatures
that
are verified.
Sure. So then things would progress then to the November ballot just as we had hoped they would before.
That's correct. Then the issue would then be on the November ballot, and the voters would be able to decide whether or not to add the half-cent city sales tax, which would then be directed to pay for the rec center, the Cody Park pool improvements, and, of course, a new skate park.
And we'll definitely have some opportunities to learn a little bit more about this project in the near future, but Megan McGowan and Leland Poppy have done a great job as Alliance co-chairs for the Wellness Committee in the City of North Platte and presenting this plan and being very transparent as well.
That's right. I think they've been very upfront with the plans. And I think, but there are some unanswered questions in this.
Sure.
There are some things that need to be worked out. And you and I kind of briefly discussed a couple weeks ago about having a call-in show with Leland and Megan here at some point. And I think maybe a little later in the fall, maybe towards the end of September or somewhere in there,
we should do that. Get closer to election time.
And see what people's questions are, because we'll have more answers, we'll have better understanding of what some of the costs are and by then than we do now, what the plans are. And so we'll be able to speak to things in a little more detail.
And you and I can break down some of the costs, but having Leland Poppy, president of a bank in North Platte for a number of years, break it down carries a little bit more weight.
That's true. We are not financial wizards.
And Leland, he knows a thing or two about finance.
He does. Yeah. He does.
So that was a big item on the agenda last night, Mayor Kelleher, but I think a lot of folks are really paying attention to that item on the agenda, and understandably so, but there was a lot else conducted last night in terms of business at the city council meeting. I think another big item was revolving around the airport, and we had our wonderful airport manager, Sam, in attendance for the meeting last night.
That's right, and the way that the relationship between the city and the airport works is that the airport is its own taxing authority, and they put in their annual tax request, and the city council passes it on, basically, is the function that we are conducting there. In different communities handle their airports a little bit differently, but that's how North Platte decided to handle theirs. So the city council really isn't in a position to refuse what the airport does. That we aren't allowed to do that because they're their own taxing authority.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have to pass. It's a pass through to us. So if you look at our city levy on your tax bill or something like that, it's about 7 cents higher as a result of the airport being on there and included in the city amount.
So is it fair to say that last night's measure was just a formality then?
Largely a formality.
And a lot of great information, too. Councilman Voles said that he and Sam, the airport manager, had some extensive conversation breaking things down. And has this changed at all then, this process, since the airport has been annexed into the city limits since the last time this was brought up?
No, this is the same process that's occurred many years. The annexation doesn't affect the status of the airport authority particularly.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Anything else from the council meeting you wanted to bring up this morning, Mayor Kelleher?
Well, the council meeting, other than those issues, like you said, was somewhat routine. There were some property things on there, but those were on the last meeting, and that was about it of consequence. I think what's interesting about this rec center discussion, and if you watched the council meeting last night, you might have heard me say that I've had more community engagement on the rec center in the last 2 weeks than I think I did during the sustainable beef.
Which is huge.
I sort of looked back at my phone on Sunday and went through all the texts and the phone calls, and it amounted to, you know, really quite a bit of time. I would say about 15 or 16 hours of.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not complaining about that. That's
no,
job.
Just
don't,
for
don't
reference.
Take it that way. But just for reference, and most issues, honestly, might be a couple hours.
Hmm.
And sustainable beef, I didn't keep track. But it over its entire length, it might have been that much time. But it definitely wasn't compressed into 2 weeks.
That was an extended amount of time, a lot of groundwork that was done with sustainable beef. With the rec center, this has been within 30 days.
Yes, that's correct. And most of that time, and this is just me speaking anecdotally, but most of that time was spent talking to people about the facts and the circumstances of the situation and what would need to happen to get the issue on the ballot. And that most of that was devoted to those conversations like that and trying to get some people who were extremely excited about this, both sometimes positively and sometimes not so positively, about what the possibilities and the directions might be. And I think it really contributes to what having a vision for your community really does in a community. And every once in a while, someone will come to me and say, you know what, you need to get out there and talk about your vision more. And I think that, goodness, I feel like I talk about that all the time.
They must not be tuning in to us.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you need more listeners. I don't know. Anyway, but I thought that it's really having a vision for a community is much like, I think, what a vision for most people's lives are.
Yeah.
And most of us, we want to have a good job that lets us do whatever the things are we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to have a job. And so that's what I want for this community. I want people to have good jobs. And not everybody's going to have a $500,000 a year job. That's just the way it is. But it doesn't mean that you can't have a great job that allows you to do what you want to do.
And a fulfilling job, too.
That's right. And it's far more important to have that fulfilling job than it is to have that amount of money.
Amen.
Because there are definitely trade-offs, I guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're going to have a good life, you really need a place to live. And you've got to be comfortable in the place you live. And some of us want to have a big house and some of us don't. And there's nothing wrong with either approach. But you've got to have that place to live that you're comfortable in. And so we need to have homes, and we need to have homes of appropriate sizes and cost in a community in order for the community to be successful. So that's part of my vision for North Platte. We want people to have a nice place to live, a good place to live, a place that's clean and comfortable. And then, of course, you've got to have things to do.
Sure.
And in today's world, a lot more people pay attention to what there is to do than sometimes what jobs are available.
Yeah, in some ways.
It's just the nature it is. And I'm of a generation where I if I moved somewhere, it would be because I was moving to a job. It wouldn't be because of there was a better golf course there or something like that.
Some sort of amenities.
Exactly. But that's not true for a lot of people who are looking for jobs right now.
Especially some of our younger generations that we're hoping to attract.
Exactly. And remote work contributes a lot to that because we have a fair number of remote workers in our community.
More so than ever before, arguably.
That's right. And they're coming here thinking, okay, I'm going to spend a good chunk of my day sitting in my office at home. So what I'm looking for is what am I going to be able to do when I'm done working?
Sure.
And that is one of the reasons that the rec center and some of the other amenities that we're trying to get accomplished in the community are so important to me, because for the community to be successful, we need young people to move here. And for them to move here, they're going to want things to do.
And not just for the entertainment aspect, but for the health aspect as well. I mean, we're talking about a rec center here. There's going to be a lot of health benefits to being a member and to being involved and engaged.
Exactly. And one thing that didn't really occur to me until I watched the promo video for the rec center that was done or released a couple months ago. There's a walking track on there.
Yeah.
You probably saw it. And
that's one of the things I'm most excited about personally.
Exactly. What didn't really hit me until I saw that was probably a few dozen folks reached out to me when the changes of the mall were starting to occur.
Yep.
And they were all for improving shopping in North Platte. They had no problem with the plan at the mall, but their question was, well, where are we going to walk now?
Yes. I've brought this up a couple times on the air since that rec center project and the video was revealed.
That's right. And I said, well, that's really a good question. And when you think about it, this rec center proposal solves that problem.
It does.
Now, is that going to change the community? No. But it is going to make some people's lives better.
Yep.
Because being a person that works at the hospital, I know how many people fall in the wintertime and how many people fall in the summertime from tripping over curbs and things like that from walking outside. And you absolutely should go and walk outside. But if you're a person who doesn't have a really great gait, maybe because you're older or you have an injury, you're going to want to walk inside. And you want to walk inside where people are around. So if you do have an accident, there's somebody there to help you right away.
Especially in the winter.
That's right. That's right. So I think there's lots of side benefits to the rec center plan. You know, we're starting to work with the tennis folks here in town, the Tennis Association, and also the Pickleball Association or the Pickleball Group at the same time. And we've got some really nice plans coming out to redo the Cody Park tennis courts.
Cool.
And put some pickleball courts in the vicinity at the time, and we're going to make a really great first-class place so people across the state are going to want to come here and play tennis and play pickleball just like they used to.
That's awesome.
And it's going to take a year or maybe a little longer to get that all accomplished.
Sure.
But we've gotten people in North Platte to sit down and work together who wouldn't traditionally do that. That is the greatest accomplishment. That's the greatest vision we can have for a community, is make sure that our folks are working together to make things happen, and our community will grow and be an even better place to live.
Absolutely. And Mayor Kelleher, if folks want to learn more about the rec center proposal and the project, they go on the city's website too to find the video that we previously mentioned, along with more facts about this project.
That's correct. There's a link off the city website. There's also a Facebook page dedicated to the rec center, and then the URL just left my head. But
it's the beauty of live radio, Mayor Kelleher.
I know. This is the second week you've done this to me, Tristan. Lisa's group.
Visit North Platte?
Visit North Platte has a link off their website that goes to a website dedicated to this as well.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So encourage folks to check that out. And again, if you're interested in Ward 3 of applying for this North Platte City Council representative position, encourage folks to reach out to you with their resumes, their letter of intent. If they want to talk to you about it too before they officially apply, they're welcome to do that as well.
That's correct. They can make an appointment with me or stop down at City Hall. I'm typically there in the afternoons, although this week is a little busy, so I'll be in and out a lot.
Busy start and busy finish for you.
That's right. I get the opportunity to speak with the Leadership Nebraska folks today here
at
the chamber. And it's always exciting to see what the young leaders across the state are thinking about and what they want to do in their communities.
And hopefully attract a few of them too, maybe to North Platte at some point.
That's my side goal, yes.
Mayor Kelleher, if folks want to get in contact with you as our wonderful mayor of the city of North Platte, how can they do so, sir?
Call down to City Hall, make an appointment, or there is a form on the city website. You can email me there, and usually I'll email you back within a day or two. Because sometimes people just send me, hey, I just want you to know this, and then I don't always email them back.
Just an FYI.
But if they have a question or something, I always make a point of either calling them or emailing them back.
Mayor Kelleher, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to see you in the studio. We'll do it again in 2 weeks, sir.
Nice to see you. Talk to you later.